Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this week. Joined by Dr. Sudhir Sharma, co-founder and CEO of Green Boom Corporation. And we're going to be talking a little oil and the environment this week and how to make our environment cleaner and greener as Green Boom has oil cleanup solutions. And Sudhir, thanks for joining me this week.
Of course, it's a pleasure.
I have information in front of me, but I give my audience a little background on you starting Green Boom.
Sure. Quick background. So I'm a chemical engineer by training. I have a PhD from Georgia Tech. A lot of my work was based on sort of cellulosic nanomaterials, so materials that are made from natural biomass or from trees, if you will. And it seems to me that this industry where we do a lot of oil cleanup, they've been stuck on using the same plastic-based materials for the last almost 50 years, and it's a dirty job. And we thought, you know, could make it a bit cleaner and remove some plastic from our waste stream.
So, yeah, when we think about oil spills in the environment, we think of maybe natural disasters leading to oil spill problems, big catastrophic events. What you guys make, and you can give a little rundown of some of your products. Do they also buy in, let's say, warehouses, garages, auto repair shops? Are we still good with those type of things?
Absolutely. So yeah, just like you said, you know, anecdotally, when you say oil spill, everyone imagines, you know, the one that just happened in Mauritius or the Gulf oil spill. But actually, these smaller auto shops and warehouses that you're talking about, they actually are spilling oil all the time because of their operation. And they actually use a lot of this product, and it absolutely works there.
Talking with Dr. Sudhir Sharma, he's a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, and he's a co-founder CEO of Green Boom Corporation. And what talk about some of the effects, harmful effects it has on the environment, Sudhir.
Well, so what happens is when you have an oil spill, you use a variety of methods for cleaning it up, but one big mode of cleanup is absorbance, where you absorb the oil. Usually it's in a plastic-based material called polypropylene. And, you use these things called booms and socks and pillows, but they end up in a landfill, and they will never biodegrade. So what you've done is you've taken spill from, you know, the ocean or the warehouse in the other example, and you've just moved it to a landfill area. And it just sits there forever. So in our case, what we do is we make absorbents from natural materials that will biodegrade by themselves. And we also add some microbes to them so they will, over time, eat up the oil and hopefully leave no residue once they're gone.
That definitely is great for the environment. It's great for all of us. What are some of the effects it has on humans and wildlife having oil?
Well, so, you know, oil by itself isn't great. It's quite toxic to marine life. It will destroy local ecosystems wherever you have spills, which we've seen in the Gulf oil spill, the effects of which are still, you know, all of those fishing businesses are out of they're out of business because all the fish are dead. The local ecosystems have been completely destroyed. The recent Mauritius one, that coastline that was so clear and beautiful will never be as clean for, maybe the next 20 years. So these are just catastrophic events.
Talking with Dr. Sudhir Sharma, Green Boom Corporation founder. What are some of your most popular products, Doctor?
So we're finding for sort of larger industrial scale spills, the popular ones are the 10-foot booms. People really like those. But there's a lot of other applications. The ones you mentioned, for instance, the warehouses and machine shops and auto shops, they tend to use the socks and the pillows that can go and fit under smaller areas. They also use loose sorbent, which they can throw on smaller spills, so they can just sweep it up after it's done. So it really depends on your application.
Yeah, it's you have a wide variety of products, and but we're kind of talking about oil spills. Are your products also relevant for other types of chemical spills, or is that something you're looking at maybe working on in the future?
That's something we're working on in the future. Currently, we're targeting oil spills. Mm-hmm. That's our primary focus.
And what have you heard from some of your customers? Sheer amazement, you know, making their jobs and their workplaces safer and better. It's got to be all positive.
We have heard quite a lot of positive feedback. Something we've actually heard is our products are much more sturdier than the ones they've been using. Hmm. And that's because we make our fabric, which the materials encased, and we use a very different type of technology to make our fabric instead of what's used currently. So they can actually reuse the product multiple times if they have the setup to do that.
Yeah, wrapping up with Dr. Sudhir Sharma of Greenwood. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What were people using before your products? I know we all have oil rags laying around. People that change the oil or in their cars or do various things, but your products appear so much more sturdy and high tech.
Yes, and people have been using, if you're familiar with the term melt-blown or non-woven polypropylene, it's similar to the material, the surgical masks are made from. So they're plastic wrought fibers.
Great. Great to be joined this week by Sudhir Sharma, Dr. Sudhir Sharma. And if people want to find out more about Greenbloom, we'll put all the links in the show notes, Doctor. Where should they go? And kind of give a little tease on something maybe coming down the pike in the future.
Sure. They can all go to www.greenbloom.com. We also have LinkedIn and Twitter.
Yep.
You can find us on, if you search for Green Zoom on those platforms as well.
Great. Thanks for taking time out and joining us this week. And great products, great for the environment, great for all of us. It's win-win for everyone. And keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.